Hey, this is Gerf Morlix. Whenever I'm in Winnipeg, I listen to steel-belted free-range radio on 101.5 UMFM. This is a song that's going to be on my new record. And it's a song that I wrote with a friend of mine named Troy Campbell, and it's also on Troy's record, and it's called Killing Time in Texas. And Texas is kind of the capital punishment, capital of America. So this song just kind of popped out one day. Sister, tell me what Mama has done with the money I left from selling off the gun. Now I got 1 year and 5 days clean, but 1,000 more nights I lost in between. With your mama's eyes and your daddy's disease, brother, don't go making mistakes like me. The Oklahoma Speedway will only make you mean. Get out while you can in your highway machine. Killing time in Texas, playing what I know. Killing time in Texas, I'm going where the blue northers blow. What I did I can't recall. I was driving blind, headed for the wall. Now I'll give all I got to pay for my sins. Whatever's left over, just throw it in the wind. Killing time in Texas, paying what I owe. Killing time in Texas, I'm going where the blue northers blow. And the world is full of fools who never had a chance except by breaking the rules. Now this door will slide and the sky will open wide, and I'll be back home in Tulsa at a minute past midnight. Killing time in Texas, praying as I go. Killing time in Texas, I'm going where the blue northers blow. Killing time in Texas, as I go. Killing time in Texas. I'm going where the blue northers blow.
The new album is Receiver Reflector, and it is damn fine. It's Scott Nolan, and there's only three people that play on the record, period. Scott Nolan, Joanna Miller, who's the hardest working drummer. She was out at the Trout Forest Music Festival. I think she's still out there playing with different bands. Like she was playing with everybody. She was playing with the Western States. She was playing with Deborah Lynn Neufeld. She was playing with, I can't even remember who else. She was playing with everybody.
Hardest working drummer in show business.
Fantastic, and... So that CD will be released on September the 21st, and along for the ride, releasing his own new CD, will be the producer himself, Gerf Morlix, who we heard before that, Killin' Time in Texas. His new record is pretty fine as well, and they'll both be released September the 21st, and we're going to try and have him in here
absolutely
the night before.
And Gerf's such a fine man.
stand-up gentleman he is.
He is. He's a great guy. So he's gonna. Yeah. So I'm. Is he gonna play with Scotty and you know, be the band, and they'll back each other up and do some stuff?
I would
stuff
assume so. It's gonna be a lot of fun. So check that out, September the 21st. You know, I'll be telling you a lot.
Well, that should be that should be packed, because you know our old friend Art McIntyre from Transistor 66. I'm sure we'll be there, right?
Yeah. Is it? Well, are the speeches starting at the wedding downstairs?
I was hoping dinner was being served.
Well, it was. I know. You know, we got to go down there before they cut the cake.
Yeah, we're actually the studio is above a banquet hall here.
Let's just see if we can. What, I don't know if there's a band.
You know, there. I can't see. I'm saying it's chicken. Is it chicken?
I think that's the father of the bride up there at the mic. Now.
They haven't even eaten yet.
Oh, we're in luck. So I'm saying it's chicken, green beans, baby glazed carrots, and a dollop of potatoes. Yeah, those baby. And about 900 glasses of red wine.
Yeah. Tables are still pretty clean, so they haven't eaten yet. It's getting late. I'm surprised they haven't eaten yet.
Yeah. We'll be down there shortly.
Save us a plate. Time's flying by here, T-Burr. Let's play something from a great band. We're going to start it off with this one.
And we had him in the studio.
That's right.
Right.
Well, yes.
One of them.
We had... Last year? His name just flew right out of my head. Right. Jeffrey Hatcher.
That's right.
Jeff Hatcher was here in the studio. When was that? Last year, I guess?
Last year, yeah. He just kind of popped in unexpectedly. We didn't expect him in that week, did we? He had the date wrong and he showed up and... Of course, you handled it like a professional.
Yeah. And, of course, the band with him and Billy Cowsell, the Blue Shadows. And did you ever watch that thing on YouTube about Billy's car?
No. Do I have to?
You got to watch this. Stu sent out the link a long time ago about this guy who lived in Billy Cowsell's car.
Nice.
And the thing is, like, you watch the movie and then you find out who it was. It blew my mind when I found out who it was. So I don't know. Go on YouTube and search for Billy's car, and you got to watch this movie. It's unbelievable. It'll bring a tear to your glass eye, guaranteed.
No, was he shot later? Am I thinking of the wrong guy?
Yeah, you're thinking of the wrong guy. No, who was super famous and super rich, and ended up a crack addict living in Billy Cowsell's car.
Okay, now I'm gonna have to look that up.
Yeah, it's an unbelievable movie.
And it's a true story.
Yeah, yeah. So, I don't know, check it out. It's on YouTube. Thanks to our old pal Stu for helping us to that. But anyways, the Blue Shadows. Man, I love this band, and this is such a good song. I know.
Saying it straight to one another, no other way to see this love. Saying it straight to one another, no other way to see this love grow. And I'll know, 'cause I don't know all that you know. I'll tell you something that I can show you, honey, but only if you listen to me.
I will keep the bad things from you. I will keep a straight face, honey. You keep your last name if you want to. I will give you all my money. I can take a plane right to you. If I could just stop running, and what if all this was true? I will keep the bank from calling. I will keep those bastards from you. I will keep your smile from falling. This time the casualties were few, 'cause we kept the bastards brawling. We kept our hearts from view. This time we're problem solving. Catch it while you can, it's the feel good hit of the summer. Catch it while you can, 'cause there won't be another. You keep the band names coming, I'll make the jokes real funny. We'll keep the skeptics humming, and someone else will take the money. We'll keep the hamsters running. I'll be the sour in your tummy, who'll wipe the nose that's running. Catch it while you can, it's the feel-good hit of the summer. Catch it while you can, 'cause there won't be another. I will sleep above the covers, I will love you like no other. I will be a dad and mother, I will give you older brothers. I will feed you fries with steak sauce, I will keep the price below cost. I will lead the way from all is lost. Catch it while you can, it's the feel-good hit of the summer. Catch it while you can, 'cause there won't be another. Won't be another. I'll keep the bad things from you, I'll keep the bad things from you, I'll keep the bad things from you.
Oh, I love that song. Perhaps the best unknown band in the world.
Yeah.
I think they're absolutely brilliant. They should be more famous than they really are. But
And they do travel around. They were in Moorhead.
I know.
So,
and I've been watching their tour dates ever since, and they're not doing much too these days. But there's a movie about them, apparently, that I'm dying to see called Golden Days, which is playing at all the film festivals.
So we should maybe Cinematheque might...
Well, I'd like to think so eventually.
Take it for us.
The band is the Damwells, and they're brilliant. And we'll send it out to Allison, I think, who first told us about the Damwells a long time ago. And man, are they good.
Yeah.
Bastards of the Beat, their first big record. That one. I can't even remember what else we played there. Brandi Carlile with The Story. Another, that's a pretty darn fine
Did
record.
You like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that one. Yeah. And The Blue Shadows with I Know from Lucky to Me.
Who had some of the best voices. I just loved what they did.
Yeah. Okay. And speaking of great harmony singers and guys who cover classic songs, I don't know. Brand new record from our friend Reed Jameson, who's living in Victoria now. And he's got a new record that he just he didn't intend to put it out, which is kind of weird because his other record is so old now that I've been dying for a new record, but he's taking his time, which I do not understand.
Yeah.
Because the other one was so good. But just for fun, he made this little record at home for his manager/girlfriend/ whatever, Carolyn. And just as a birthday gift to her, he made this thing because she's a big Elvis Presley fan.
Right. And
So he made this record for her and gave it to her. And it was so darn good. She said, well, people got to hear this. So they got to put it out. So it's I guess, is it out now? I don't know.
I just
have the advanced copy. You have the real thing.
I got the real record. But tell us what day it is today.
A little upset about that, by the way, Carolyn.
What day is it?
I'm a big fan. So today, of course, is the 30th anniversary of
Elvis's death. Yeah.
Elvis's death.
Who I happen to see. No, I mean, not at 7-Eleven, not in a dream or anything. But you know the story. You can come by and see my ticket stub one day if you want.
Come on.
I did.
You're making that up.
I saw him in Florida.
What were you doing in Florida?
Oh, I went golfing. I used to be quite the athlete before I became a nerd. That's a true story. We can get confirmation on that.
So you were a pro golfer and a pro soccer player?
Well, I did get paid to play soccer, but I'm not sure how much of a pro I was. But I went golfing in Florida for a month.
Didn't you say you played in the European League or something?
I did. I went over to Europe. I played in Scotland and Ireland and, you know. I had to come home because my liver was so swollen from all the Guinness. But no, so I happened to see Elvis, and I saw him in March-ish, April, and he died in, of course, August. So
really? So he was long over the hill by then.
Yeah, he was pretty cool. And they said all that neat stuff, like Elvis has left. They actually say that. Elvis has left the building. He played for 55 minutes and did about 8 cover songs.
Yeah.
But it was still kind of a treat.
So. Well, there you go. Well, I don't know if Reed Jameson ever saw Elvis, but I don't know if Reed Jameson was old enough to have seen Elvis. I don't even know if he's 30 years old.
He's probably thinking Elvis Stoico. He probably saw him in Stars on Ice or something.
Trying to get to you, baby.
1, 2, 3, 4. I've been traveling over mountains, even through the valleys too. I've been traveling night and day. I've been running all the way, baby, trying to get to you. Ever since I read your letter, where you said you love me true, I've been traveling night and day. I've been running all the way, baby, trying to get to you. When I read your loving letter, then my heart began to sing. There were many miles between us, but they didn't mean a thing. I just had to reach you, baby, in spite of all that I've been through. I kept traveling night and day. I kept running all the way, baby, trying to get to you. Well, if I had to do it over, that's exactly what I'd do. I would travel night and day, and I'd still run all the way, baby, trying to get to you. Well, there's nothing that could hold me or could keep me away from you. When your loving letter told you really love me true, Lord above, He knows I love you. It was He who brought me through. When my way was dark as night, You would shine as bright as light. When I was trying to get to you. Thank you.
let's add some water. Said wine would be better yet. Elvis picked up a guitar and made all the women wet. Elvis, he died young. Jesus, he died young. Elvis died too much. Jesus died of hunger. Well, Jesus sang down through the ages. Do as you'd others do to you. Elvis rocked the universe with a bebop, a lulu. To heaven, be the king of kings. And I hear the king of rock and roll still restlessly roaming. Some water, said wine would be better, yeah. Elvis picked up a guitar, made all the women wet.
Sitting there watching TV, Wendy came and sat on my knee. She put a finger in my ear, but I pulled it out so I could hear what the newsman on the television said. He said the king of rock and roll was dead. In the spooky television light, she said, don't ever forget this night. I was fucking Wendy under the stars the night that Elvis died. fucking Wendy under the stars the night that Elvis died. As we walked across a duet field, I never ever thought she would.